Michael Cohen has often described himself as being Trump's protector, but he has spent most of this week testifying against his former boss in the New York criminal trial. Trump's lawyers have now had their turn to question Cohen and use their time to dig into Cohen's criminal past. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has been in court for the testimony, and she joins us now from just outside the courthouse in Manhattan. Hi, Jimena.
Hey there.
So Trump himself, as well as his lawyers, have cast quite a bit of doubt on Cohen's credibility. Tell us how that's playing out in cross-examination.
Well, Trump lawyer Todd Blanche spent a lot of time today questioning Cohen over a 1-minute and 36-second phone call in 2016 with Trump's bodyguard. On Tuesday, Cohen testified that in that phone call, he had talked to Trump about a settlement agreement to adult film star Stormy Daniels. When questioned by Blanche, Cohen also testified that in that time, he received a series of anonymous harassing phone calls. Blanche showed the jury text messages that showed the harassing calls were the subject of conversation just before getting on the phone. Cohen had said on the call that he'd spoken with both Trump's bodyguard about the harassing phone calls and he had been receiving, and he had also spoken to Trump about Daniels. This morning, Blanche focused on whether or not it was possible to do both those things in such a short call. But Blanche also spent time asking Cohen about his history of lying on the stand in an effort to remind the jury that oaths have been broken by Cohen before.
Right. So, Jimena, how did Cohen hold up under questioning today?
So remember, Cohen is the one who ultimately paid off adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about her allegations that she'd had an affair with Trump. So, you know, he's pretty central to this whole case. Now, today, Trump's lawyer came off very animated and combative, but Cohen was pretty calm and short in answers. Blanche's questioning jumped around time periods and covered several lawsuits and investigations that both Cohen and Trump have been involved in. So it was a lot of ground to cover.
Mm-hmm. Trump has pleaded not guilty. He's repeatedly said that this trial is interfering with his ability to campaign for president. But we've also seen things go the other way. This campaign has been a factor in the courtroom. Tell me more about that.
Well, recently we have seen some of Trump's closest allies come to Manhattan to sit in on a few hours or a whole day of testimony. Some of these have been legal experts, such as attorneys general of Iowa and Alabama earlier this week. And he's also had a lot of congressional guests. This week, guests included House Speaker Mike Johnson and Florida Congressman Byron Donalds and Matt Gaetz and Colorado's own Lauren Boebert. And while Trump has a gag order prohibiting him from speaking about several aspects of this trial, including witness testimony, his supporters don't have that restriction, and they have held press conferences and shared posts on social media dismissing the trial and its testimony.
Right, so this is the end of week 5 of the trial, and I understand that they're off tomorrow so that Trump can go attend his son Barron's graduation. Briefly, tell us what we have coming up next week.
Well, prosecutors will likely take some time on Monday to do their own redirect examination of Cohen. So Cohen could be on the stand a little bit longer. He's expected to be the second-to-last witness to testify for the prosecution, and the last witness is expected to be another expert witness. Then it's Trump's defense's turn.
That's NPR's Jimena Bustillo outside the courthouse in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.